Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, you guys just wrapped up the second of two summer school board meetings and a lot of touch-up work between now and what fall looks like. A lot of vendor contracts and ongoing agreement for a fall and winter sport in terms of swimming were kind of the priorities, and then also setting the table for legislative priorities for the upcoming year. Let our listeners know what that second meeting in the summer really does to set the table for what's coming up in late August, and that's the return to school.
Yeah, so just after we cross over the threshold of the 4th of July week and those celebrations, we kind of move into the last month of planning before we have kids in the building. And certainly at the high school level, kids get here a lot sooner as you start having camps even in late July. And then also, well, with early August, all the activity camps start rolling. So it gets very busy around here. And we want vendors in place that we need for supplies as we move through the year. Some of that's, of course, for our nutrition program for school food and just those types of things. So setting milk bids and bread bids and all those things having to be put in place is part of what this meeting was about. So not a lot of large amount of action in this meeting, just simply because it is summer and we just don't have as much going on. But there's still planning going on kind of behind the scenes as we welcome kids back to school in the fall. So working on that, and that's kind of where we're continuing to head.
Well, Greg, now that the board has had more time to focus on upcoming projects as opposed to COVID-19 mitigation strategies, what are some of the things coming up this fall that the board will be considering, especially before and as students return to campus?
So we're just going to refocus some things this year, several things that we're working on in the district. The first one is just around our mission and vision. And that's really was time to kind of relook at that. Our mission and vision had been in place for 10 years, and so the district has been doing some work around that, and we're planning on bringing that mission and vision in front of the board in August. And so that will happen, and then rolling that out to the rest of the community and the school district. We also are looking at facility things right now. So the district is planning to try to move forward with its facility plan. That could likely be a bond issue vote in the regular election in November. And so there'll be some facility plans, and people will learn more about that information in the future. But the board will have a work session coming up, and then likely we'll have a petition that'll be circulated around the community about facilities. That would call for the election in November at the regular general election. So some of those things are happening, but certainly, inside the system, we'll be implementing Leader in Me. So that's a new program that will roll out this fall. It was implemented at the middle school last year for the first year, kind of as a pilot year. And now they are moving forward in all the buildings with Leader in Me next year. So, or sort of this coming year. So people will hear more about that, and it's really involving and engaging the community with that process too.
If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.